This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the Milwaukee Nary, the Nary Milwaukee. I still say that, David. Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I am Mike McGivern, and we are live from the 57th annual Nary Milwaukee Spring Home Improvement Show. We're at State Fair Park, and my co-host this week, he is the chair committee. He's the guy that has done a lot to put this thing on today. He's David Kittleson, Closet Concepts. They're located in Wauwatosa, North 120th Street. David, how you been?
Good.
Yeah,
good.
You sleeping okay?
Yeah, this place runs like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, it does.
And I'm not going to take the credit for that. I'm the figurehead.
Well, we just had to find chairs.
Yeah.
And once we got chairs, we were good to go. Boy,
I'll
tell you what, the State Fair people, they do a great job, but they're tough.
Oh, they're tough. They don't let you get away with anything.
No. Mm-hmm. Some of the girls in the back, I'm telling you, man, they couldn't catch me. But I think if they did, they could take me down, man. They're rough. Our special guest this week, he's Lewis Wire from Carmel Builders. They're located in Menominee Falls. Lewis, great to see you.
Good to see you, Mike. How are things?
Really good. Yeah, good show for you so far.
Yeah, it's a great show. We love this show. It's a great time to see our peers, talk to the public, get a chance to interact with people. We got a lot of great stuff going on.
A lot of great stuff. One of the things that has drawn, I think, the most attention, at least people talking about it, is the Skills USA contest going on. Day two for these high school students.
Yeah, Skills USA, it's absolutely amazing what's become of this, even in a few short years. Diane Wellhouse, our executive director, tells the story of how a few years ago she went and saw it and was in the storage area of one of our vendors, and there were two, maybe three teams involved.
Right.
Now we've got 14 teams. These are high schools from around the state competing. What they're doing is building these mock structures. They're basically little spaces full of framing, electrical, plumbing, drywall, siding, windows, doors, and they're being judged on it by Nary professionals from our chapter. And the best team overall is going to advance to national championships in Louisville. So this is the state championships. It's awesome to see what's going on. It's really exciting for me to see kids who are interested in the trades and just to interact with them over the last 3 days has been a real treat.
The cool part for me, and guys, you know I've been a high school basketball coach a long time. I walk over there and I sit, and I don't watch to see how they are building the structure. I watch to see how they, as a team, interact with each other. I can immediately pick out who's the captain, who's the leader,
right.
Who's the guy or the girl that is kind of in charge, and that person is saying, okay, I'm going to do this. I need for you to do this. You guys take care of this part, and if we get this all done, then we're going to move on to this. And I sit and watch how they interact and how they discuss,
yep.
How they sometimes argue, which is okay. I think that's fine. But it's incredible just to watch the interaction of these young, these students that are here, and whether they're going to do this for their career or because they want to know how to do this stuff. It's exciting for us, people in this industry that are hoping that kids in high school make that decision to get involved in the trades.
Well, you know,
teamwork.
I think, teamwork, like you said, Dave, it's also that they gain a respect for it. I think that's something that has been lost maybe over the last several years that we're starting to see coming back, is just a respect for the trades, realizing that it's a valuable profession. It brings value to our economy. It brings value to people's lives. It's an important thing. And whether or not you do it or not, respect the heck out of the guys and gals who are doing it, and
right.
Realize that these people are professionals as well, just like doctors, lawyers, anything else.
Lewis, and again, I've told this before, my dad was a bricklayer and a mason, and he was so proud of the work that he did. You know, he was this tough Irish farm guy that could fix anything with his hands, didn't teach any of the McGivern boys or girls how to do anything because he had no patience. But you know what he did? Is he would get us in this Buick Rambler or whatever we're driving at that point, and he would drive us downtown Milwaukee, and he'd pull over and he'd say, "You see that building? I built that building. Yesterday I was on top of that building. We were doing this." And that's what he was most proud of. And so I grew up in a house where he was a bricklayer, a union guy, and he had more respect for the guys that were next to him on that job than anybody else in his life because he knew how hard they worked. Yeah. They played hard, but they worked hard, and they made a living wage. They all had, you know, nice houses and a lot of kids, and it's just interesting that for a lot of years now, that was like nobody in schools are telling kids, hey, this is a really good option for you.
Well, I think for the other thing is, speaking of the teamwork, you at a young age, you get to, this forces them to realize that it takes a village. It takes the whole team to get that done. And if you have a problem, you run into a problem, you need to consult with everybody to get past that problem. The problem is not an issue. It's how you handle it. And get help and go to the next stage. And, boy, that's just invaluable for the rest of your life, no matter what you do.
Yeah, that's a life lesson, Dave. That's
huge.
I don't care what you do. You better figure that out sooner rather than later.
Like if you're going to get married, you better figure it out, right? Except in your house where you're in charge and you're the one that.
Whoa. I would not do that. No, you're throwing Dave under the bus there, Mike. Come on.
I do wear the pants in my family, but my wife tells me which pair.
Which pants to wear. Hey, if you're going to come out today, 10 o'clock. Doors open at 10 o'clock. We're open till 8. Tomorrow from 10 to 5. The tickets are $12 at the door. Seniors 16 above are $8. Children age 17 and younger and retired and active military are free. $6 to park here at State Fair. Make sure you park in the right spot because you don't want to get towed. And there's a lot of parking here, so no worries about that.
Plenty.
But what's that?
Plenty of parking.
Plenty of parking. So come on out and see us. Lewis, what booth are you in?
You know, why are you even asking me that? I don't even know what booth I'm in. I'm in the 400 aisle somewhere.
400
there.
Aisle. Yeah. Just go and ask for Lewis in the 400 aisle.
Stop at the NARI information booth and get a map.
That's a better way to describe it.
Yeah, I agree. That's
I
the way
I'm
you
in
do
the
that.
200.
You're
aisle.
In the 200.
I'm really close to Dave. If you find Dave, you can see
really
my booth from his.
Just so you guys know, the majority of people that come on this show a month ago knew what booth number. They wanted to know what booth number. They promoted it. So, you know, you guys a little calmer on that stuff.
We know where we are in the in the space. It is somewhat difficult to find the booths if you only have the number. You know, give yourself time if you're going to come on down here. Make sure that you do get a chance to walk
the whole show.
That's
a great point. We talked about this in our kind of pre-show meeting, Lewis, and you said, look, one of the things that I think is important for people to understand when they're coming to the show today is how to get through the show. And depending on what you're looking for and what wants and needs are, can you give us an idea of if you were to give people a recommendation when they come to the show today, what would you tell them?
Well, there's really if you're coming for just general, just kind of, hey, see what's going on, then come on down, give yourself time, take your time, walk around, have a beer, enjoy yourself, talk to whoever you feel like, have a good time.
Yeah.
That's great. But if you're coming down with a specific project in mind, whether it's a full remodel, you know, large scale addition, kitchen, bathroom, maybe something that we would do, or it's something more specialized. I need new windows. I need a new roof. I need to talk to Dave and get some
closet stuff.
Yeah. Get a shelf in my.
You like how he hesitated there?
He does so much stuff. I mean, actually, it's a pretty cool booth, actually. I like that Murphy bed.
Yeah.
Murphy bed's
Murphy
cool.
Bed.
But whatever it is, so if you're going to do a specific project, do a little research. Take a look. If you go to our website, narimilwaukee.org, there's a link to the show. See who's going to be here. Kind of pick out maybe the half dozen companies that seem to you like, you know, I think this is someone I might want to work with. And use the show as a chance to kind of interview those people, to have a connection with them, talk to them. Because ultimately, we've talked about this for years, Mike, the success is built upon relationships.
Right.
So this is your first chance to build that relationship. So if you talk to a half dozen people and four of them, you're like, okay, you know, maybe they're okay. And two of them, you're like, wow, I really like them. Then that's the two that you should go forward with. don't feel like you need to bring every single person and their brother out to your home to look at your kitchen to give you an estimate or a bid or a quote, whatever you want to call it. Start with the people that you like. If it's a roofing thing, you know, find three or four and say, okay, I'm going to have three people come and give me now, a number on my roof.
Again, when we were talking before we went on, I was on the Morning Blend yesterday, and I made that comment. You know, come through and you'll pick three people that, and you said, look, that's kind of like outdated a little bit. And maybe it is, I'm showing my age a little bit, but you would recommend now to find the person. And again, everybody here is going to ask, okay, you're interested. Can we set up an appointment? That's what we're doing here. We're setting up appointments. Mm-hmm. If you're not comfortable, say, look, you know, give me a card. Let me give you a call. You don't have to set up those appointments if you don't feel like, okay, this is somebody I want to work with.
Yeah, the reason why you set up appointments with people is because you want to have that one-on-one interaction with them and talk to them and see kind of what their right. philosophies, their personalities, it's whether or not you mesh. Well, you can do that here at the show. So why do you need to come here and spend 4 hours to talk to people at the show and then book four appointments? You know, maybe you get two people. You're like, boy, I really like those guys at Carmel, right. and I really like those guys at
Closet Concepts.
Yeah, Closet Concepts. At, you know, all right, I'm going to have them both come on out and talk to me.
There you go. Right. Or I really like the guy who's emceeing all this stuff.
Right. Yeah, right. And, yeah, you know, who does he like?
Yeah.
But, you know, do that, find out who you really like, and then, you know, narrow down the number of people. Because, look, time is a precious asset. We don't have enough of
right.
it. Everybody's busy. So don't feel like you need to interview every single person in your home. You can get a really good feel here at the show by looking at people's booths, by talking to them, by getting examples of their projects of, you know, hey, they do the type of work that I'm looking for.
Right.
Wherever you are, whatever you're looking for, whether it's a really simple kitchen remodel, whether it's just I want new countertops. Okay,
right.
you're going to find out who those people are. Do it here at the show to save yourself time down
I
the road.
Agree.
And
hey, Dave,
always,
go ahead.
Figured in my business, you know, I especially back in 1987, I walked up to people's houses. I said, I'm David Goodelson from Closet Concepts. Take me to your bedroom. And then let's rifle through your stuff and see how to organize it. So
that's how he met his wife.
Yeah,
too,
yeah.
FYI.
Shocking, so, you're still in business.
I know, exactly. So I always saw the, and I've always had a showroom, but now you're in my house. So I always saw the shows as kind of neutral ground. So this is where you come. I'm not in your house. You're not in my house. We're kind of at neutral ground. Come and talk to people. Find out how you get along with them. You get a good sense by looking at their booth, whether that goes with your thought process, whether it's design-wise or people-wise. And as Lewis said, if you get too much information, then it's just this confusing mass of craziness, and then you might make a decision based on price instead of relationship.
Right. Hey, before we get to a break, David, again, you're the chair show committee for the 57th annual Nary Milwaukee Spring Home Improvement Show, and I'm on your committee.
You
so
are.
Thank you for that. We've had a lot of meetings and very productive meetings, and I think a lot of things that were talked at those meetings. We've turned into actual things that are happening here at the show. You're happy on how the things turned out so far?
This show, first of all, the group at Nary is so fantastic.
Yeah, they are.
You know, they just run this thing. I'm just a figure.
I hope they're not listening because I don't want them to think I like them
or
anything.
No, I told them I lied to them about the time.
Yeah, boy.
But when you've got this group of professional people, and which, you know, again, is what Nary is all about, and you get these ideas to get people interacted, you know, guess the price is always so much fun. Ask the experts so that you can go there and, again, interact on a neutral ground, ask questions, see all the designs. You know, for me, color is always a big thing. I couldn't pick color out of anything. So when you come here and see people who are really good at it and the latest technologies and just to come and see the kids build things is pretty awesome.
It really is. I'm really pleased with all of that. Hey, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, David Kittleson is my co-host and our special guest this week. He's the owner of Carmel Builders. He is Lewis Weyer. We're not going to talk UWM basketball today, pal.
Well, I mean, we could. I mean, a big game tonight. I mean, hopefully we'll get back on the right side of the ledger tonight against Oakland. So.
They have had a big turnover with their kids, and they got a kid sitting on the bench in street clothes that you're going to love.
Yeah, we've got a great team coming in next year. I keep telling all my friends,
right.
I'm like, don't give up. We're going to be good. We're going to be good. We had a good I could go on about a lot of issues that are happening at the league level. We just went on a five-game road trip, which is unheard of in college basketball. We did it 2 years in a row, Mike. How is that possible?
Coach Baldwin, I'm a big fan of. So let's get you a break again. We are live at the 57th Annual Nary Milwaukee Spring Home Improvement Show at State Fair Park. Doors open at 10 o'clock today. So stop by and say hello. It's a perfect time. You know, the weather is cold, but the roads are great. Come on out and just walk the booths. Just walk the show and take a look at what's going on. We'll get to a break. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside David Kittleson. He's from Closet Concepts and Lewis Wire from Carmel Builders. Lewis, during the break, we were talking a lot about this show really does allow consumers to take that first step of knowing they're going to be working with a professional. And again, being a consumer myself, you don't want to work with your brother, sister's, uncle's best friend because he decided to leave, you know, working at the grocery store and start a cement company. You know,
probably not.
Yeah, probably not. But, you know, a lot of people, that's part of the journey. And sometimes part of the journey that keeps you up at night the most is, can I trust them? Mm-hmm. Am I paying too much? Can I trust them? Are they going to, after I give them their deposit, are they going to show up again? And I have, and you know, because I came to you on one of them, I have some nightmare stories with some friends of mine that just literally has almost broken up his whole family because of some of the problems that they had with the contractor. This takes away all that. This, you walk into this show in the next 2 days, that part of it you should leave behind at the door because you know you're working with professionals.
Yeah, absolutely. This is my father used to say, it's an easy entry and an easy exit business. And unfortunately, what happens is that the easy entry part is guys come in and they can talk the talk and maybe they know how to do all the work. I tell our team all the time, what we do, the physical work, is something that I can train most people to do. We're not splitting the atom here.
Right.
We're not curing cancer. But what's really hard to do is how we do it and how that's done. And that's something you learn over time. And by coming here to the show, I mean, look, we've got over 600 members in Nary Milwaukee. We're the largest chapter in the country. We are a really, really fantastic organization of pros. Well, here at the show, we've got, you know, really our 250-ish best and brightest.
Yeah.
So if you come here, you know that these companies are professionals because just the ability, and you don't think about this, it seems so simple, but just the ability to put together a booth and get here and meet a time commitment, meet a financial commitment. And obviously, it's not free for us to be here.
Correct.
To get set up. We've got a very short window to set up, a short window to tear down, to be able to take in leads and execute those and talk to people. That demonstrates a level of professionalism that you as a consumer can just feel comfortable that, hey, I'm working with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Right.
You know, ultimately, you've taken that huge concern that people have, which is it's a fear of being taken advantage of. You can pretty much discount that completely.
We always call that Chuck in a truck.
Yeah, Dan in a van. Yeah. My brother, true story, my brother lives in Toronto and had just a total nightmare home improvement story. And so we decided it up there. It's a Canuck in a truck.
Canuck in a truck. That's awesome. You know, you look around and the booths here are incredible. You know, they're really pretty and they put together well. And it's always impressive to me when I walk through the amount of detail that some of the companies, some of the Nary members have done with their booths. And it really is pretty incredible. And the guys that have the free candy are the ones that most of us hang
absolutely
out.
Yeah.
No,
well,
they don't.
The attention to detail that you know, put together, you know, for only 3 days. And so if somebody does that for only 3 days, you know that they're going to pay attention when they're in your house.
Hey, David, when and I've been, again, on that committee, how do you guys select who's going to be where, and do you take into consideration that you don't want four window companies right next to each other? Is there a formula that you guys utilize as to where people are going to be within the show?
We have this great computer program called Lori and Michelle. And
okay.
He literally.
That's
after,
the secret sausage. Oh, yeah.
I was sitting in the room while they had everything out there, and, you know, from last year to this year, and if there were any issues or if there were people moving, and, you know, just to watch it go through, truly, I just sat there in awe. So I think that's the experience, and paying attention to the show, knowing the show is important, having, you know, good positive feedback from people. When you see it get put together in 3 or 4 days, it's just shocking how well it goes. It's fun.
You know, the response that I get, and again, people that come out will hear my voice over the loudspeaker.
Yep.
And then I get a chance and the opportunity to introduce people on the culinary stage and then the presentation spot where we do some things. And what the response that I get a lot is, boy, it was more fun to be there then. I came in because I needed gutters and I needed windows. And then I stopped over and I watched, you know, the Cooking Buddies.
Yeah.
You know, I watched those guys. And Melinda Myers, you know what I learned from Melinda? So to come out to the show, if you're just looking for, you know, like I said, windows, you got to understand that this is about entertainment too. You know, you come out and you have some fun, and there's enough people here that you're going to be able to talk to about a lot of different things. And it's not just windows and gutters, but you're going to be able to look. Mad Dog and Merrill, if you haven't seen them on stage, they've been doing this a while. Yesterday at noon, you couldn't find a chair over there. They're really entertaining. Plus, you get to taste some pretty good food and some sauce that they have and some barbecue sauce that I bought. It's really good.
And we got Leroy Butler here tomorrow, right? I mean, Leroy's here. He also puts on a pretty fun show. He's a pretty good cook, too.
He is a great cook. Yeah, and it's interesting because I get to see him every day. So we work together, and in the beginning – Lewis, it would be like, oh, my goodness, that's Leroy Butler. Now it's like, what, Leroy? I'm working here. What? And he's like, big time. I'm the inventor of the Lambeau Leap. I know who you are. What?
Well, hopefully maybe next year we're talking about Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. I'll say that.
You know what? And I think that he deserves to be in that.
He deserves to be in over some – I won't bash anybody on the radio, but there's some people who made it this year that I'm like, come on, give me a break.
Right.
Let's look at the numbers here. Leroy is absolutely
– Yeah, I agree.
Far superior.
He's going to want you to introduce him now.
You know what? I'm just going to go on the record right now. Leroy, if you're listening, I am welcome. I would be glad to come to Canton and be the presenter for when the time comes. I'm sure I'm on the short list. I don't expect to make it.
That's Lewis Wire, if you don't know that, Leroy, from Carmel Builders. Hey, David, let's talk before we get to a break, and we got to get to a break here in a minute. Some of the other attractions and special guests that we have at the show.
Yeah, I think, as you were talking about, we could make a whole adventure out of this. We've got the park over there. There's a singer that was on American Idol. You've got Vinny Hines.
Vinny Hines.
Yep. Yep. So he'll entertain you while you have something to eat or drink. There's a Make It and Take It section over there where you can paint a sign or some other things, and she is really enthusiastic and fun. So you can plop down there and make and take things, either a sign or some, and she's just so wonderful to work with over there. I think Color Trends, as I said before, to get somebody who knows that to can take you through the process is really fun.
You know, for me, Nick Kersner does a great job. He's on a different radio station, but that's okay. I'm not going to hold it against him. But he is a construction guru. I've got a chance to introduce him the last couple of years, and I sit and listen. And he's just kind of he's just a guy.
Just a guy.
He's just a guy's guy that gets, and he'll talk you through it. And some of the questions that he has gotten over the years have thrown me, where they've said, look, I've worked with a company, and they came and did half of our siding. And I paid what I was supposed to pay, and I can't find them. Or I had a cousin's uncle brother come, and Now it's going to cost me twice as much because I have to fix what they screwed up. And now I'm here doing this. And he just walks people through it. You know, he's very enthusiastic, and he'll get after it a little bit. Yep. But he does a really good job. So when you're here, you're going to want to catch him. And, again, Leroy Butler is going to be here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And he will be easy to prepare recipes will be his kind of deal. And if you're here, when he says any questions you have, man, he'll talk Packers stuff as well. He doesn't just want to talk about the pub burgers or mac and cheese that he's making. He'll talk about the old Packer days and some of the things that were going on back then. Sean O'Neill is going to be here as well, February 16th, which is today, correct?
Yep.
Is that today? Yeah, 4 o'clock. He claimed the title of Master Chef. And season 7 on that show, and I'm going to be here, and I'll get a chance to introduce him as well. So when you come out to the show again, when you walk in, understand you're going to want to go see the booths and the people you want to talk to, but there's a lot of other things that will entertain you throughout the show.
And sometimes that's like a palate cleanser too. So if you go get some of your intense stuff that you want to talk about, go back, get a little palate cleanser, straighten yourself, your mind out, and then go back in for more. It really helps with the
that's a great discussion. Point. Yeah, because you know what? If you're just going at it and you're going to just go at it hard for 4 hours and just keep talking to people, you need to take a little break.
Correct.
Just get your mind set. Hey, we open the doors at 10 o'clock today. It's the 57th annual Nary Milwaukee Spring Improvement Show. And again, doors open at 10 o'clock till 8 o'clock tonight, 10 a.m. tomorrow till 5. $12 at the door, parking, a lot of parking, so come on out. If you are retired, children under 17, or active military, retired military, you are free. Come on in, just show some identification, and they will let you in free. Our special guest, he is Lewis Weyer from Carmel Builders and David Kittleson from Closet Concepts. We will continue our conversation with them on the other side. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern. Only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, and we are live from the 57th annual Nary Milwaukee Spring Home Improvement Show at State Fair Park. Doors open today at 10 o'clock, tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Come on out. My special guest, and I love what we talk about during the break, and I've got one direction I want to go, and all of a sudden these guys start talking. I said, hold on, let's talk about that direction. David Kittleson, he is from Closet Concepts. He's also the committee show chairperson. And so he's really proud of this product that you're going to come out and see at State Fair Park today. And Lewis Weyer from Carmel Builders. Guys, I asked you one quick question, and we kind of went off on the direction. But I said, look, are you guys seeing people coming to your booths and saying, look, I just want to tweak my kitchen a little bit. I just want to do my second bath. I want to do a remodel. Or are you looking at big major projects in both of your categories? And you both said, look, right now it seems like people are have a lot of big grand ideas on what they want to do with their houses. Lewis, and on the game show yesterday that we did Guess the Price, you had a project from Whitefish Bay that blew my socks off. It's absolutely gorgeous. And the before pictures to the after to the finished product was incredible. And I know you're really proud of that project. And are those the type of projects that people are coming to talk to you about?
Yeah, in short answer, they are.
But can you explain the Whitefish Bay one? Because I would not do it justice.
I think pictures will do it justice. It's on our website, so if you want to check it out, carmelbuilders.com. Okay. But, those projects, that was a large scale. It was a master suite edition, and it was a home, a couple with two younger children and a third one on the way, and they made the decision. This is what we talked about at the break. They made the decision, we're staying in this house.
Right.
And this goes back to what we saw maybe 10 years ago when people were always telling us, well, I don't want to do too much because I'm not going to be here that long. And that's changed. I think people are now realizing that, you know what, you're not going to probably move five times. Some people, but most people two houses in their lifetime is owning two homes in your lifetime is a pretty normal number, or right. one. I mean, you look back to, you know, certainly my parents, my grandparents, I think for the three of us, for sure, you look back and, hey, grandma and grandpa lived in the same house forever.
Forever.
And that's just the way it was. And somewhere along the line, that changed because people thought that homes were a disposable asset. They're not. We're recognizing that now.
Not a short-term investment.
Not a short-term investment. And as we talk about, maybe not your best investment because that's just the way things are. I mean, you need to live somewhere. It's a lifestyle investment. It's
right.
a happiness
Correct.
Investment. So we're seeing people saying, hey, we want to stay here. So this couple, they want to stay in that home. It didn't work the way it was. It needed a master bedroom, a master suite for them to live there. So obviously it ended up being a pretty spectacular project. But you don't have to have the spectacular, amazing, you know, gold level award winning master suite. You still need a master suite. You know, you still need a bedroom and a bathroom for mom and dad,
right.
so that you're not sharing with a bunch of 8-year-olds. I mean, that sounds horrific, right?
Right. Well, the funny part with that project is you were just about to start and she found out she was pregnant.
Yeah.
And
well, that's when she told us.
Okay.
Well, we had actually already started when she told us that she was pregnant, okay. which was kind of funny. It was a funny conversation. I'm like, okay. You don't really know how to say it. You want to say, congrats, how exciting. But on the back of my head, I'm like, oh, my gosh, we are in trouble here.
Yeah, because we're going to be in the middle of deep in
right.
the middle of this thing.
And kudos to our client. I won't use their name on the air because I don't want to embarrass them. But really, if they're listening, they know who they are. Nicest people ever. She was absolutely a rock star through the whole thing. I'm expecting to get hormonal attacks every time we walk into the home. And she's just like, you know, you guys are so great. Everybody's so great. I'm so happy. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. So,
hey, David, same question for you. The people that are coming to the show, are you seeing people that are looking to tweak their closets or tweak some of the things they're doing, or are they want to jump in with both feet?
I think along the same lines with Lewis, in my case, when I get into the pantry or the master bedroom, I'm finding that people are designing things for themselves, which is different than saying, okay, if I do this, will I sell the house for more? Now they're saying, you know what? This is my house. This is the way I want to use it. And we see more and more pantries for that same kind of thought process. If we build a walk-in pantry in there and we organize it nice, that's your palate. And if you are cooking for health or if you're cooking for taste, that's your palate. If you're busy with two kids or, you know, kids in sports and two incomes, you want to open the door and see that you don't have any pasta on your shelf and go get that. One of the early ones that kind of got me thinking about this is a couple in Wauwatosa who took their 3-bedroom house down to a 2. They took the whole upstairs and made it a master suite because same thing. They were like, yeah, we've been here forever. Why do I want to, you know, this is where everything we know is. And they kind of made it set up so that the next people could make it 3 again if they wanted to. But they're like, you know, by the time I'm 80 years old, I don't care what the next people do. Now,
right.
that's kind of an extreme way to say it. But they made this beautiful upstairs suite, so they'll, you know, they're both going to retire in the next year or two. It wasn't super extravagant, but it was for them.
Yeah.
You know, I want to do it for me. I'm the one that's going to use it. I want to enjoy it for 10, 15, 20 years.
Hey, Lewis, early on doing the show on the radio, somebody, and I wish I could remember who, so I could give that person credit. But their recommendation was, if you know you're going to be in your house 3 years or longer, whether it's 3 to 30, but 3 years, if you know for sure, look, my son is in fourth grade. He loves the school. We love the school. We know we're going to be here at least another 4 years because he can stay at school. Do this stuff for you. Don't worry about what am I going to make money on this type stuff. And we've had this conversation.
Absolutely. You should I don't care how long you're staying there. You should always remodel for you. Your home is where you spend the most of your time. It is going to be the hub of your life. It is going to be a huge, huge factor in your happiness. It's going to be a factor in how successful your relationships are with your kids, with your spouse, with yourself. It is a critical thing that you love your home, that you're happy in there. And that's why we always say, and you and I have talked about it, look, it's not about an investment. It is, homes matter. They totally matter. Where you live matters. But at the end of the day, if remodeling your kitchen was such a great investment, your financial advisor would come to you and say, Mike, we need to add a kitchen remodel to your portfolio. They don't. Financial advisors oftentimes try to talk people out of that. And I think that's the wrong way to look at it. And I encourage people to say, look, remodeling is an investment in your happiness, in your lifestyle, in the length of your life. I mean, there's a lot of studies,
a
tremendous amount of studies about people who are happier, you know, just a general happiness. If you have a positive outlook in life, you're going to live longer. Well, are you going to have a positive outlook on life if you come downstairs in the morning and there's space for you and your spouse to make your breakfast and to get the kids ready and off to school and you guys are happy and laughing as a family? Or if you come downstairs and you're bumping into each other and you're angry and all and that? So it's a quality of life thing. Enjoy it. Do the things that matter to you.
And I think it's also a fallacy that, not strong enough word, a fallacy that you're going to redo this house and everybody's going to love it.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to love what you think is cool. That just doesn't exist. People want their own stuff.
They should like what I think is cool. I've believed that for a long time, but it doesn't happen. You're absolutely right, David.
How many times do you guys get that question? Look, if I do this, what is my house going to be worth? Am I going to get my money back? Am I going to make money on this? I would assume that you get asked that question a lot, Lewis.
We get asked it all the time, and the honest answer is there are very, very, very few situations where you are going to get your money back on a remodel. But I would say there are zero times that you're going to get any of your money back on your vacation. There is zero return on investment in a dog. Dogs are awesome. I love dogs. Everybody should own a dog. But for crying out loud, you don't do these things because they're a great investment. You make money and you invest money so that you can have a happy life. A happy life, if having your remodeled kitchen is going to make that happen, that's what you spend your money on.
Guys, when did that happen? Do you know, I'm wondering when that happened where somebody made it, somebody came out and said, you know what, if I redo my kitchen, my house is going to go from $100,000 to $120,000, and everybody bought it.
I think it's before before the crash.
Yes,
I mean, people were flipping houses, and every old school guy knew that houses are not short-term investments. Mm-hmm. It has never worked. Every time people do that, we get a crash.
Yep,
and it usually starts on either coast, but this time it got us in the Midwest.
Yep, exactly it. In the early 2000s, when all of a sudden people thought that you could literally just buy a home, and this was happening, you could buy a home and sell it a year later and make profit just on that home, and it just doesn't. We had a completely upside down, overinflated, wrong housing market that was happening, and it occurred for about that one decade bubble, and obviously that resulted in a massive financial crash, one of the biggest recessions in our country's history because of that. So people just have to recognize that was completely wrong. A fallacy, like Dave said, probably not even a strong enough word. It was, I mean, that ruined people's lives. So let's stop thinking that way. Let's say, let's make our lives better.
Right.
Do whatever you need to do.
And it used to be that people had a celebration burning their mortgage because they paid it off, you know, instead of just, you know, keeping refinancing because, I'll just sell it next year.
Taking out a second mortgage, doing all. Yeah, I agree with that. Guys, let's get you a break. On the side of the break, we'll continue talking. It is time to come on down to the 57th annual Nary Milwaukee Spring Home Improvement Show at State Fair Park. Again, if you're looking for something to do today or tomorrow and tomorrow, you know, come both days. You talked about if you're thinking you're going to be able to walk the whole booth, the whole show and talk to everybody in a day, might want to put 2 days.
You should come for 2 days. I mean, hey, it's fun.
It's fun.
It's cold outside. I mean, and they have beer. I'd like to point that out to anyone who's wondering.
And
great Bloody Mary. The Bloody Marys and cocktails in general. The Bloody Marys, that's really irritating. I'm just going to say as an exhibitor, if you walk by my booth, don't show off the Bloody Mary to me. That's just kind of rude.
If you want to talk to Lewis, bring him one. Okay, all right? Just bring him one.
We're going down a slippery slope there.
This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Music brought to you by Lewis Wire. We're live from the 57th annual Nary Milwaukee Spring Home Improvement Show at State Fair Park, alongside David Kittleson from Closet Concepts and Lewis Wire from Carmel Builders. Michelle Brown stopped by. Boy, she's really good, man. She's really good at what she does.
I do not think Michelle has slept this entire week, although, you know what? kudos to you, Michelle, if you can hear us over the PA. You always look like you're well rested. Yeah, so you're doing something right.
Yeah, trust me. Lord gifted her with she's very attractive and just really good at what she does. And the whole front office, we goof around and we make fun and we joke. But, you know, Diane and Lori and all of them, Michelle in particular, just really, I watch them in that office as I'm doing these PA announcements as people just keep coming at them with stuff.
You know, questioning.
You only gave me two. I thought I was supposed to get three. The parking people aren't letting me. Mm-hmm. The guy next to me is stealing my electric. You know, all of this stuff, and they handle it, and then the phone starts ringing.
Yeah.
And they just handle it like champs.
Well-oiled machine.
Yeah. We're really lucky here. And I mentioned it before. You know, we're the largest chapter of remodeling professionals in the world here at Nerea Milwaukee. And I'm on the executive committee. I'm on the board of directors. We do a lot to set the direction of where this organization is going. But the truth is that the execution of it happens from our staff. And they're led from Diane. Through the staff that we have, they're just fantastic. We're very, very lucky. I can tell you, when I go to our national meetings, people look at Milwaukee and say, "How do you guys do it?" And I say, truthfully, we have an awesome staff. Find good people, and you can do great things.
That care a lot about the NERI members and the consumers.
Absolutely.
Hey, when people at Entercom knew that I was going to come out here, what's happened is when they hear who's my guests, they may send me a question or two, and I've got about seven of them, and we're not going to get to them. But I have one that if I don't, the gal next to me is going to yell at me. She wants to know, is refacing her old cabinets a good idea?
Generally, no. But it kind of goes back to that same thing we were talking before at the last segment, is what's your long-term plan? Refacing of cabinets is generally a short-term solution. And if you're only going to be in your home for a few years, then go for it. But if you're going to be there long term, you're going to have 5 to 10 years, and that's going to generally be about the lifespan on that.
Yeah, and what I told her is, if that's all you're going to do, and listen to me, I don't know any of this stuff, but I've learned a little bit. Yeah. If that's all you're going to do, but if you're thinking about a different, a year from now, we're going to redo our backsplash, or we're going to. You know what?
You know, honestly, that's why you come down to the show, because you can talk to a half dozen people and have that exact same question and just, hey, what do you think? And you're going to get a variety of answers, and then you're going to be able to you're going to leave the show more educated on that than any web surfing, any Googling is going to get you. You're going to talk to pros, and they're going to give you their opinion. Other people might differ.
Yeah, I told her, now that I gave you the answer, you don't even need to come down to the show.
That is not true. You should talk to somebody other than Mike McGivern about that.
Trust me. If she wants to know how to run the flex offense, I'm the guy.
Okay. Yep. Well, yeah. I want to learn how to.
Yeah, I can do that stuff. But this other stuff, you need to come down here. Again, the doors open at 10 o'clock. Here all day today from 10 to 8, 10 to 5 tomorrow. Tickets are $12 at the door. It's the best $12 you're going to spend. And I love the point where Lewis said, hey, look, this takes out that first part of all that anxiety. Am I working with a trusted professional? Am I getting the price? Am I paying what this is worth? Are they going to show up? Is the materials that we talked about what they're going to use? All of that stuff that you have to think about prior to hiring somebody, you can leave that at the door. Come in here and talk to the people here at the show. It's State Fair Park again. Opens today at 10 o'clock, and they will close the doors at 8 tomorrow, 10 to 5. And throughout the day, I'm here doing my shows live till noon. Stop by and say hello, and then I'll be up on stage introducing a number of really talented and fun people. And I talked about Melinda Myers yesterday and talked about Mad Dog and Merrill. They'll be back, and they put on a great show. And then the Guess the Price game show that I host, we'll be doing a number of things throughout the day. David, when I know that we have a meeting, I think, next week to recap this, or the following week. You guys don't take long. It's not like a couple months go by and then you start thinking about what we're going to do in the fall show. This thing kicks in right away.
Our break is Tuesday. You get a break on Tuesday, and then Wednesday we're going to go at it again.
Man, you're tough, man. You run a tough.
We want it fresh in your mind.
You run a tough committee. Mm-hmm. The difference between the spring show, if you were here for the fall show is a little bit smaller.
Fall is a little bit more of a boutique kind of show, we call it. It's maybe a little bit more planning than this one. A little bit more interaction because it is a little bit smaller.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, come on out, guys. Doors open at 10 o'clock. Lewis, it's always a pleasure. Go Panthers.
Yeah, let's get a win tonight.
And let's get a win tonight. You've been listening to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.